listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
This is Diane Swanbrough reporting from the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research. Today I'm speaking with social psychologist Brad Bushman, who studies the impact of violent media. What got you interested in this topic, Brad?
Well, when I was in high school, my digital electronics teacher owned an audio store called the Hi-Fi Shop, and one night, just before closing, two armed men entered my teacher's store, and there were three teenagers still in the store, and two parents also came to find their teenagers, and the two armed men made these five victims drink liquid Drano and put duct tape over their mouths so they couldn't spit it out. One witness testified that these two murderers got the idea of making their victims drink Drano by watching the movie Magnum Force. It's a Clint Eastwood movie in which a man kills a woman by forcing her to drink Drano. And another witness testified that they watched this movie three times the day before they broke into my teacher's store, and they didn't find Drano in the bathroom. They took it to the store as a premeditated lethal weapon.
Since then, Bushman has been studying the impact of violent movies and violent video games. His most recent study, published in the journal Psychological Science, establishes that violent media actually make people numb to the pain and suffering of others.
Yeah, we did two studies. The first was a laboratory study in which people played either a violent or a nonviolent video game by the flip of a coin. And out in the hallway, they heard people fighting, and one person got injured and started screaming for help. And we found that people who had played a nonviolent game took about 16 seconds to help the person, whereas people who played a violent game took 73 seconds to help the person, so much longer. The second study took place in theaters in Southeast Michigan. We had a female who had her ankle wrapped up in a bandage walking on crutches, and she dropped her crutches and struggled to pick them up just outside entrances to movie theaters. And we flipped a coin so that she dropped her crutches either before the movie or after the movie. And what we found is that people who had just watched a violent movie took much longer to help, 25% longer to help, than people who had just watched a nonviolent movie. And before the movie, there was no difference between violent and nonviolent moviegoers. So it's not true that less helpful people go to watch violent movies, because before they watched anything, they were just as fast to help.
Currently, Bushman is working on a study to assess the long-term impact of violent media.
We're doing a three-year longitudinal study. We're still in the midst of collecting those data. I think it's like smoking. It has a cumulative effect. You know, smoking one cigarette probably will not give you lung cancer, but smoking cigarette after cigarette, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, greatly increases the risk that you will get lung cancer. Playing one violent video game or watching one violent movie probably will not make you a more aggressive person or a more calloused person, but seeing consuming violent media day after day, week after week, month after month greatly increases the risk.
So what advice does he have for parents?
I think parents need to be responsible for what their children consume. Make sure that media in the home or in a public location, not that the kids don't have their own TV set or video game console in their own bedroom where it's difficult to monitor what they're exposed to, but have it in a more public location. It'd be great if parents could play video games with their children and talk about them or watch movies with their children, but too often it seems that parents are exhausted and use the media as a babysitter to buy them some time. But parents need to be actively involved. producers also need to realize that they're producing a harmful product, and I think we should protect children from that product. We don't let children smoke cigarettes or drink beer, and it's inappropriate to let children play video games that are rated mature for children, for people 17 and over.
Brad Buschman is a professor of communications and psychology and a research professor at the UM Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.